Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
This is another best of episode where we put together our favorite clip or clips from each episode, starting from 15 through 32. We hope you enjoy and
really appreciate everybody's support. And if you haven't yet, check us out on all of our social media pages, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Give us a like, give us a follow, give us a share. We really appreciate it.
Without further ado, let's get to it. We are going to revisit something that worked in the past that we got a lot of requests about, and that is changing movie titles into adult-themed titles. We just needed some time to gather, you know.
Some more
and come up, you know, with ones on our own. We're not looking online and finding ones that are already out there. So if it does repeat, it just, that's coincidence.
Again, yep, totally coincidental.
Mike has not shared his list with me. I have not shared my list with him. This is going to be a genuine reaction, just like last time. Michael, you have the floor.
Oh, okay. Flesh Gordon.
Flesh Gordon.
Flesh.
The witches that eat dick. Starting off strong.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Booty and the Feast.
Booty and the Feast.
Oh, my God.
M. Night Shyamalan's The Sixth Inch.
What's his name? M. Night Shyamalan? Oh, my God. That's funnier than the movie title. M. Night Shyamalan.
Jumanjis. Charlie's Dangles.
Breast Side Story.
Breast Side Story. Oh, yeah. Tom Shanks in A Beautiful Day on Your Neighbor's Wood.
Oh, God, I like that you're getting the actors in there. Ferris Bueller's Jack Off.
Jack Off. I'm not going to school.
I'm jacking off all day. That's the whole movie.
Christopher Throbbing.
Oh, dear.
The safe word is honey.
Oh, God.
Spit on it first.
Winnie the Pooh Tang.
Winnie the Pooh.
Oh, my God.
The mouth with cock in its jaws.
Oh, my God. You know what's good when I gotta do a complete 360 to laugh?
My last one.
Bring it home.
Harry Twatter and the Prisoner of Asking Bang.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's classic stuff, yeah, right there.
That is good stuff. That is podcast gold. I don't care what anybody says.
It was amazing.
Oh, honey.
I am so hard right now. So basically, what you do is you Google Florida Man and your birth date, like if your birthday is July 22nd. So you'd put Florida Man, July 22nd, and you post what the first headline is that comes up on Google.
Nice. So give us an example. Go ahead and read yours.
Florida man steals pool floats for sex instead of raping women, police say. So essentially, this do-gooder thought, well, at least I'm not raping women. I'm just having sex with pool floats. So when he got arrested, that's what he told the cops.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. We'll let you go.
I mean, that's great and all, but...
Here, you can read another one. Do you want to read who that is from? That was on our Instagram page.
Oh, yes. This is my wife. Her headline is, Naked Florida Man Chases Couple Around Chick-fil-A Parking Lot. At that point, it'd be called a dick fillet.
Oh!
Was that that horn thing?
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. Do we have that? I don't think we have that.
No, I want it, though.
Daryl Mangoni's was, as he posted on our Facebook page, Florida man rigged door in attempt to electrocute pregnant wife. Jeez.
Oh, my God.
I told her I didn't want it, but...
I gave her an option.
Now you know what Doc from Back to the Future would do if he got his chick pregnant.
Great Scott, Marty!
What is it, Macaulay Culkin?
But Doc, the door. Where we're going, we don't need babies. That door is equipped with 121 gigawatts. Here's the thing, Doc. I touched your door.
Oh, I got Parkinson's.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's heavy, Doc.
Oh, all right. Sorry.
Oh, man.
Here's one more. Homeless Florida man calls cops after people he paid for sex don't show.
911, what's your emergency? Yeah, I'm having a little bit of a situation here. I paid these people for little acts of kindness, I like to call them. And these sons of bitches is a no-show. What you gonna do about it?
I want a refund. Did he walk up to like just a random couple? It was like, here's $50. Meet me in this dark alley in about 2 hours for some fucking. And they don't show. Some homeless guy just gave us $50.
The problem is he didn't do an instant transaction.
Yeah, right.
Right now.
He paid for it up front.
Yeah. But he had shit to do.
Yeah, but he had shit to do. He had to go to Taco Bell with a hand grenade.
I'll be right back. Y'all like fire sauce on your crevices?
Don't mind them pool floats.
I'm going to have your wife lick some fire sauce off my genitalia.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's amazing. Shout out to Florida.
Woo. Man. Yeah, I can't even. I mean, is it a fake thing that is just.
I don't know, because they're all really good.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I'm just putting in random dates to see what comes up now. And
it's just fun.
Let's do this one. Florida man, July 15th. A 71-year-old Florida man tied a gun to a weather balloon to fake his own murder.
How does that even work?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
He wants to watch Up.
Like the lightning. He's hoping lightning hits that trigger?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe, yeah.
Hits it with 121.
It's Doc again. He felt bad for electrocuting his pregnant wife.
Oh, my God.
This is what we call in the scientist world a fox capacitor.
Fox capacitor.
Even the Game Boy, it came out in April of 89.
Yeah.
But it really trickled into the beginning.
Yeah,
the
I
90s,
agree. I would
right?
count that more as a 90s thing.
Yeah. So, don't you know, I don't want a listener fucking nerd going,
it came out April 21st of 1989 and you included it in your 90s episode. This is some bullshit. I'm tired of this show.
Get
I'm
your facts straight.
Get your...
Oh, God. I could just totally see it now.
Yeah, I don't like this show. They're not factual.
I have a blog and I wrote about this in my blog, but I remember they wheeled me in. I was in my bed, the hospital bed, and then they had me slide over to where they're going to operate me on.
Yeah.
So I got on that and they started to put the anesthesia in my IV, and then the mask went over my face. So as I'm starting to, the nurse says, okay, take 5 deep breaths. I got to like 3 and I started already like going out, and I kind of woke myself up to take, I'm like, I need to take 5, not 3. I took one more, and then I was thinking just before I passed out, like, oh my God, they're going to look at my penis. Like, they're going to pull up to do surgery, and just my little wink's going to be there.
It's just like it's like common procedure. Mm-hmm. Is he out? All right, mm-hmm. Check his penis.
All right, let's do the dick check first.
Wow, look at this.
Wow, it looks like a peanut.
And I thought, man, I'm just going to pull some random stops out on you. And one story that cracks me up that I figured I would tell. We're very fortunate to have some like celebrity interactions and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember, you weren't there, but I'm sure I've told you the story. Do you remember me meeting Chris Jericho?
This was in Cancun, right?
Cancun, Mexico,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, I remember this story, yeah.
Yeah, so we're at Pat O'Brien's. I think it's called Pat O'Brien's.
I think that's a,
is that a car?
That's a car dealership.
Car dealership. I can't think of the
That's
name
a
of
local car dealership.
Yeah, what the hell was the name of that place? Pat O'Brien's Pat O'Brien's classic Chevrolet. Meet Chris Jericho today.
Pat O'Brien. I think it's a Honda store.
Damn, I can't remember what the name of the place was. It was like a Irish themed place, and I don't know what it. Anyway, they were doing a Mardi Gras theme night.
Mm-hmm.
We were sitting there walking around. There's some really good stories, but the best one of that night, and Lita was there too. Lita from the WWF,
mm-hmm.
WWE, whatever the hell you want to call it. She was actually real rude. Like, she acted like she didn't even want to be there. You know, she got up on stage, made her little appearance, and then was like, "Yeah, let's go." So were they were dating or something at the time, weren't they?
I don't know if they ever dated.
Maybe they just went there together.
It might have been like a WWE like thing that they were like, okay, so when Chris Jericho and Lita will be making like a might have been an appearance thing.
Okay. And during spring break in Mexico, at least at that time, there's always, I mean, Jackass was there. All the people from Jackass, Johnny, they rode right awesome. By me and Ryan with, they were like completely naked on their mopeds and they were driving down the strip. Steve-O did like some couple Jackass things on stage at one place we didn't go to. But there's a bunch of people. We heard Exhibit and Snoop were down there. So you're always on the lookout, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we're at this place, and I assure you it was not a car dealership. But I said to Ryan, I said, is that Chris Jericho? And he's like, yeah, I think it is. So I started walking over there. Now, back in the day, I would carry my CD with me at all times. Uh-huh. I had to promote that, you know? So I had 3 CDs in my pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I walk up to Jericho and I'm like, hey, man, you know, and I was like, you care if you get a picture, you know? So Ryan took a picture. I have that picture. I hate the picture because I'm drunk as hell in it. My eyes are like halfway shut.
Now you got to post it to our Facebook page.
Yeah, if I can find it. So I remember I didn't want to just hand him a CD and then him have to carry it around the whole night.
Yeah.
So my first instinct was, hey, man, do you have a big pocket?
Oh, God.
The look on his face, I thought he was going to drop me. He goes, a what? And I said, oh, my God, a pocket, like jeans pocket, you know, shorts pocket, whatever. I said, I have a CD. I said, I just didn't want you to have to carry it around, so I've seen if you had a big enough pocket to carry it. Dude, I just could not make up for the how stupid it sounded saying, do you have a big pocket? Oh, my God. I would have been okay if he put me in the walls of Jericho.
That's probably what he thought you wanted after asking if he had a big pocket.
Oh, God.
You make me tap out.
Off topic. I had a fart this morning that sounded like Genuine's pony this morning. Yeah.
Like that.
I did. I thought it was hilarious. All right. So anyway, moving on. A little random.
I didn't know you were going to queue up the sound for that.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I had to explain if people didn't know what pony was.
Oh, yeah.
Put me in a good mood this morning. So what a way to wake up. You're like, oh.
Yeah. When did we get sound effects?
I don't know.
We're stepping up the budget here in 2021.
Oh, man.
Good job, producer Dick.
Yep. We're doing good.
No, we're going to play a simple little dirty game.
All right.
Of Would You Rather.
Okay.
All right. I found this on BuzzFeed, and it is a list of Would You Rather questions that are not safe for work. So they're going to be right up our alley. So we're going to discuss what we'd rather do. All right. So let's get right to the first one.
All right.
Would you rather accidentally text a nude picture of yourself to your parents or accidentally butt dial them during sex and they have to listen to the whole thing?
I would rather butt dial them and have them listen. I don't know. Yeah. You?
Yeah, I'd probably rather butt dial too. I don't think they I don't want them to see that. Nude pictures of me. That's actually, and you know what? It's actually 50% for each.
Dave? 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 Hey, I think you might have butt dialed me.
Dave?
Dave?
Hey.
Hey, guys?
Yeah. Hey.
Is this about the 401k transfer?
We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. Would you rather have your grandma walk in on you during sex or walk in on your grandma during sex?
Oh, have her walk in on me.
Honey, what's all that hammering going on? Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, sorry.
You're really giving it to her.
Make sure you give her some warm milk.
Yeah, definitely. No one wants to see their grandma having sex.
No.
I'd rather my grandma walk in on me.
Yep, for sure. What was the outcome of that one?
The outcome was 52% said they'd rather walk in on their grandma.
Jesus.
Wow, what? That's 70,000 votes.
Jesus.
48% said they'd rather have their grandma walk in on them.
Wow, that's mind-boggling. Kind of disturbing, to be honest.
That is, yeah. Who like, the fuck wants to walk in on their grandma?
I mean, I guess, do you mean like walk in, like you walk in, peek, and shut the door real quick, or you like...
I think it's like accidentally walk into a room and your grandma's getting there.
So we're not talking about like walking in and be like, oh, hell yeah. All right. Shit. Hey, can you guys pause? I'm going to cook some popcorn because this is what I live for. So, yeah, I think I can kind of understand the percentage of like, it, you know, like, you just kind of walk in and be like, oh, shit, you know.
Yeah.
So now, I don't know, maybe I would switch that around then.
Hey, Grandma? Hey, do you know where the broom is? Okay.
Oh, my God. Her teeth aren't even in.
Did we just buy a turkey?
Oh my God.
Grandma, could you teach that to Felicia? Like, seriously, she's a horrible head.
Oh my God.
When you're finished, of course. I'm not asking you to do it, you know, now.
Shut the go- goddamn door.
Don't stop, Harriet.
Oh, shit. Because we're doing sexual positions on this, this has got to be the left-hand side. But, I mean, the right-hand side's not wrong either. I mean, a pearl necklace is also a necklace made of pearls. So.
Yep.
But 72% to 28%.
So let's throw this statistic in there. The one on the left is free. Pearl necklaces cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Mm.
So when your significant other's like, man, I really would love a pearl necklace. There you go.
No, that's not what I'm... What are you doing? You just pull your dick out and start beating.
You're like, what are you doing?
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
We're in a Bob Evans.
I know, but I'm giving myself a bit of a moons over my hammy, if you know what I mean.
You're about to get some of my sausage gravy.
Would you guys like a refill on that cob? Oh my god, what are you, sir? What are you doing?
Sir, this is a Bob Evans.
I don't know. They're just like little phrases, like it's raining cats and dogs and stuff like that. But sometimes we say them and we think we know what they mean, but we don't really know what they mean. So although I want to go through and pick some ones that everybody would know.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike, you didn't know we were doing this, so that's going to make it even better.
Yeah, perfect.
So I'm going to read what the phrase is, what the common phrase is, and I will eventually read where it originated from, where it came from, but we're going to kind of make up our own versions of where, what we think it means.
All right. That sounds fun.
Hand over fist. We've all heard that phrase. He's spending money hand over fist. But what does it really mean, Mike? Hand over fist. She prefers the hand over the fist. And if you could go elbow deep, I'd really appreciate it.
Just go straight in. All five digits. Like a karate chop.
Yeah. Could you Cobra Kai me, please?
Cobra Kai. Oh. Fuck me, sensei.
Oh, yeah, Tio
sensei. Tio sensei.
Oh, my God. I just got so lightheaded, I almost passed out. Oh, my God.
Oh, ooh, call me Daniel-san.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi. I'm going to wax off all over your face. Oh my god.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Show me paint the face.
Oh my god, that was great. Okay, so hand over fist is probably of naval origin. I hesitate to say definitely as the earliest reference to it, although clearly referring to pulling on a rope.
Is that rope half cocked?
Oh my god. Doesn't explicitly mention ships. Leads to the belief that they might not have been talking about a rope. The allusion in this phrase is to the action of hauling on a rope. An earlier version of the phrase was hand over hand, which dates to the mid-18th century. This is found in a paper by Cook, who gives a shit. A lusty young man attempted to go down hand over hand, as the workmen call it, by means of a single rope. So now it makes sense. Hand over fist, hand like over you're fist, pulling a rope.
Boy, we were way off.
we weren't even in the same ballpark.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to Google fetishes. So if you look at my search history right now.
Oh, no. You're on the Painesville Police's
I'm on a watch list. Yeah. So I Googled, you know, did some research, and I found some that I figure we can talk about because they're pretty out there. I don't mean to kink shame anybody, but yeah. Some of y'all need some help.
It reminds me of a
Jesus.
You need Jesus in your life. I don't know why I went to James Vanderbeek. I don't want your life.
So this one, and I'm sure you've heard of plushies, right?
Yeah, isn't it Beanie Baby type thing? The plush toys?
No. People who dress giant cartoon characters.
Okay, yes. Cosplay type stuff.
Yeah. Plushies. But it's like a sexual thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's it's called autoplushophilia. That is arousal to oneself dressed as a giant cartoon-like stuffed animal.
I say, come here, boy.
Little foghorn.
Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah, I don't know why I went with him.
Why not?
I say
that boy's about as bright as a bowling ball. Boy's about as timid as a canary at a cat show.
What's up, Doc? Been around statues?
That wasn't Bugs Bunny at all, but you know what I'm saying.
I had no idea what that was. So yeah. It almost sounded like Peter Griffin.
Yeah, Lois. Yeah, Peter. Would you help me stare at the statue?
I got nothing with...
Stare at the statue.
Oh, that's nasty. That's about the closest...
Oh, that's nasty.
That's about the closest one I could get.
Ha ha! Sound like Jay-Z.
Like who?
Jay-Z.
It's your boy. It's The Rock.
Aha, that was a funny. It's The Rock.
It's great that my impressions aren't anything like the actual thing, but they turn out to be something different.
Oh, fuck. You might have accidentally found your Jay-Z. Yeah,
so my Cleveland is actually Jay-Z.
So one thing to keep in mind for women, this is very important. Even if you've been dating a long time or you've been married a long time, if he cranks it still, you know, yanks the meat, don't be offended by that.
Flogs the dolphin.
Yeah. If he spanks his only child.
Spanks his only child.
Don't be offended by that, you know? Don't be offended. We're still guys. We still feel the need to do that sometimes. It's just, it's in our nature. It's what we do.
There's a lot worse things we could do to handle things in that apartment.
Yeah.
But
sometimes you're just, you know, fucking playing PlayStation, playing a game of Tomb Raider, and all of a sudden you're like,
Poon Raider.
I'm going to give myself a little Womb Raider, if you know what I mean.
Womb Raider.
But yeah, don't be offended by that. It means nothing against you. Like, oh, he doesn't love me anymore. Don't be offended.
Don't be offended.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Humans, to our core, are animals. We're species, right? The male of the species, of any species, really, is to reproduce.
Yeah.
So.
It's just in our nature.
That's just in the nature. Like, we need to.
Release. Yeah.
And build our.
Release the Kraken.
Release the Kraken.
Yeah. And if it builds up, we're angry people.
You know, but we've also evolved enough to where, you know, where there's marriage and you know, you gotta, you can't take the wild animal out of.
Yeah. And you know what else? The wild animal can only stand, I'm not in the mood, so many times anyway, before you gotta crank it. You gotta. Now, again, I'm not saying I have that problem at all. That's not the case. What I'm saying is there are women out there that, I mean, I've dated them. I know that they're just not in the mood.
I'm not in the mood. I got a headache. I'm cramping in there.
Then understand when we have to spill the baby back.
Balance my checkbook.
Yeah. I got to go in the... Oh, you're talking about the girl. I thought you meant that's our excuse to go in the bathroom.
Honey, I'll be back. I got to go balance the checkbook.
Why do you only have one check? No, that's 20. They're just stuck together. That's the whole booklet. It's just, you know. So anyway. So sticking to bathroom themes, something you'll never see a guy do. We don't really care about our shampoo or soaps.
No.
We just don't. Women tend to take over the bathroom shower area with multiple. Well, this one repairs the damages for split ends, and this one adds volume to it. And I'm like, yeah, and over here is my Equate Walmart brand. I don't know what it does, but it washes it. So we could have like any kind of soap, any kind of shampoo. We don't care.
Yeah.
So don't judge.
You're right. Yeah. I mean, I am a bald man, so it takes me like 2 minutes to shower. Same unless here. I'm balancing the checkbook.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
damn
like
it,
all I need
drain's
is like
clogged again.
Bar soap or one soap, but yeah, you know, you got conditioners and shampoos and
I have gotten questioned like, oh, how do you use that stuff in your hair?
Yeah.
I mean, but she's a hairstylist, so she knows.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say for you, you know, she's a hairstylist.
And I'm like, oh, that's good information to know. I don't care.
All I want to know is, will it burn if I masturbate with it?
If it gets in the pee hole, will it burn? Will it burn? Oh, I'm going to want to go with a different brand then.
Yay.
She's like, yeah, just use conditioner. Don't use the shampoo. Oh, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense now.
You don't want to lather up.
I went with Owen Wilson. Wow, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah, you don't want to lather up.
Yeah. Oh, my God, that's funny. Yeah. And with that, we get to the part of the show we call the wrap-up.
Wrap it up.
So this episode was the best of clips from episodes 15 through 32. Hopefully you enjoyed them.
You laughed along with us?
Yeah.
That's what we're here for.
Be sure to check us out on social media.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.
Yeah. We hope everybody comments, enjoys, shares, likes, follow us.
Yeah, do all that. Subscribe where you can.
Yeah, honestly, you got to share us and, you know, have other people enjoy us as much as you do. Appreciate everybody tuning in. And with that, this has been the Vulgar Burrito Podcast. I'm Dave.
I'm Mike.
We'll catch you guys next episode.
Peace.
Oh.